Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
What is clean eating? What does that mean to eat clean? Are we washing all of our food before we eat it? No, that's of course not what it means. And my guest is Jim White. He's an Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics spokesman and the owner and president of Jim White Fitness and Nutrition Studios. So, Jim, what is clean eating?
Wow, there's so many definitions of clean eating. You know, it's funny, I had a client come in the other day, and, you know, she is a perfect eater, eating chicken and broccoli all day, you know, a lot of vegetables, but she doesn't cheat at all. She doesn't eat, foods that are indulged. And what's happening is she's eating almost too clean. So sometimes, you know, we might think of someone eating chicken and broccoli all day or, you know, just all vegetables being, you know, clean eaters. But the big thing is getting a variety of foods, which is important.
Okay, so a variety of foods for sure. Now, when we think of clean eating, processed foods doesn't really fit into that equation, does it?
No, well, you know, many, many of our foods are processed. If they took most of the processed foods off the shelves, we wouldn't have too much on our shelves. Definitely limiting processed foods. You know, I think, you know, going towards, you know, the outside of the parameters of the grocery store, like we always talk about, are very important to look for, you know, the fruits and vegetables, to look for a lot of your whole grains, to look for a lot of your free-range organic proteins, chicken and fish. And, you know, this is a way to definitely get rid of a lot of your, any chemicals are in any of the foods, and kind of stay on that clean front.
Okay, so if someone wanted to begin and they're used to eating some junk food and they're used to eating, you know, normal chicken, how would you suggest that they start? Do they start with the produce department, start with some salads, learning how to make, you know, do we use organic lettuces and things? I like organic lettuce, but I'm not as worried about organic avocados or, you know, certain things like that. So how do you start with the produce department, and we'll move on to dairy and to the meats and fishes?
Well, I definitely think getting a variety, and when it comes to your vegetables, it's not one size fits all. I see some people that would just eat carrots all day. That's the only vegetable they like. You know, but try to get into a lot of different vegetables. You know, the green leafy vegetables are help fight cancer. You know, you have your tomatoes that have lycopene for men that can decrease prostate cancer. You know, so we want to get a variety. And yeah, definitely, if you have the means for it, look for organic. And there's so many different ways to incorporate these foods into our daily lifestyle, you know, from cutting them up, especially for children, cutting up your vegetables, you know, serving it with maybe a natural low-cal ranch dip or a cucumber dip and incorporating it in a lot of cooked vegetables for dinners.
Okay, so one of the things that I like to recommend, Jim, is to suggest that people try, especially families, try a new recipe or a new produce, a new vegetable every week or every month and try a new one, something you've never tried, kale, chard, bok choy, something you've never tried before, and make it a family affair and say, okay, someone come up with a recipe for kale and let's all see if we can come up with a way that we all like it. And that way you kind of are introducing these vegetables that are a bit intimidating. People don't know what to do with them.
Definitely, and that's such a great challenge because there's a lot of new vegetables are coming to light now. It used to be all of your normal vegetables, your cucumbers, you know, but now we're seeing your kale, we're seeing, a lot of different vegetables, and a great way to get this in also is juicing. We see a lot of people that juice with, you know, fruits and protein powders and peanut butters, but why not add some kale to it? Why not add some cucumbers to it? It adds a unique taste, and plus you're getting in vital nutrients. So what a way to fuel your body with appropriate nutrients and vegetables.
I do love to add spinach and beets. Beets make such a wonderful, wonderful juicing additive, and they're so sweet, and the color just like so rich and red. They're just one of my very, very favorites. We eat beets almost every night in this house. So now let's talk about fats. If we're looking at the fats that people eat, we don't want those bad fats. If we're eating clean, we want the fats that are going to help our body. Our body needs fats, Jim. People don't realize that. And so they say, oh, no fat, low fat diet. But we need those good fats. So how do they trade the bad fats for the good ones?
Yeah, a lot of these low-fat diets that were always pushed, you know, people are still brainwashed on them. We need to keep fats essential. We need to look for the omega-3s, such as, you know, your flaxseed oil, your fatty fishes, such as your salmon, your herring. We need to look for, you know, an albacore tuna. We need to look for foods which are omega-6s, such as your almonds, canola oils, and, you know, walnuts are some of the highest omega-3s out there. We need to, you know, make sure we're getting in the mono unsaturated fatty acids, such as your olive oil and your olives. And then saturated fat, believe it or not, we do need some saturated fat. A lot of people avoid saturated fat totally. So, you know, from indulging here and there in some of your favorite foods, you are getting some saturated fat. The one fat we really want to avoid are trans fats. This is hidden fats that are in foods. So if it says hydrogenated oils in the label, I would definitely veer off from that.
Okay, and so we need to watch for those. You mentioned omega-3s, but some of the oils that people are using today have omega-6s, are, you know, various corn oils and safflower and sunflower oils. So try and avoid products like that. It's about label reading, isn't it, Jim?
It is, it is. And we want about a 4-to-1 ratio when it comes to omega-3s to omega-6s. So by making sure we're getting those essential fats in there, it will be covered. And these are very important for our body. So we do need fats for our body.
Now, what about carbohydrates? Because, first of all, the vegetables and fruits we talked about are carbohydrates, and people don't realize that. But with the advent of all of those low-carb diets, and I really hate that, you know, people were just doing these proteins and they weren't caring about the quality of the protein as long as it was protein and there were no carbs. But I do like whole wheat pastas and whole grains and things like that. So, you know, what do we tell people about that?
Well, you're right. The low-carb diets is another thing that really affected people. In fact, if you look, potato intake is down significantly where it used to be. And there's a lot of benefits in these foods that the media has definitely come down on. So we need carbohydrates. We need it for brain fuel. We need it for exercise. And I don't know if you've ever followed a low-carbohydrate diet, but when you do get low energy levels. You do get fatigued. And especially with sports, especially with exercise, it's important to use those carbs to give us energy. Plus, they're filled with fiber, which can decrease cholesterol, and they're filled with a lot of your vital nutrients. So it's definitely important to at least make half of your grains whole grains.
And clean eating doesn't mean go vegetarian or go vegan, does it? Because, I mean, some people choose that lifestyle, and yes, that's what they choose as their clean eating, but you advocate a variety, and where does dairy fit in?
Dairy definitely fits in. If you see a lot of the fad diets out there now, they're saying no dairy. But dairy is a vital source of calcium in the body. It's a vital source of vitamin D. So we need dairy, whether it's from, you know, organic milk, whether it's from a Greek yogurt or cottage cheese or cheese in general. We need to get at least 2 to 3 servings in a day. So that's something that you know, has a lot of added protein. Studies are coming out saying even after your workout, milk and chocolate milk can, you know, it gives us protein, it gives us potassium, it gives us water for our body, a lot of electrolytes. So it is an important food group that's often left out.
Well, it certainly is, and in the last 30 seconds, Jim, wrap up clean eating and how someone can begin to eat clean for a cleaner lifestyle.
I think we got to focus on variety, getting a lot of variety in a diet of all the 5 food groups. Definitely keep in a moderation if we're trying to watch our weight, and keep consistent on it. This is a lifetime decision here, and it's really important to make lifetime choices. It's not just a short-term fix.
Well, that is really great advice. It's lifetime choices. It's not a short-term fix. Start slow. If you're somebody that's used to junk, head to the produce department. Try a new vegetable or a new fruit. Get your family eating cleaner, organic meats and dairies. That's the way to do it. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm Melanie Cole on Radio MD, and stay well.